What do you think about praying? Oh, this says praying to the Holy Spirit. Mention is made of 13:14, which speaks of the communion of the Holy Spirit. And I think there are some other questions similar, asking about praying to Christ and praying to the Spirit. Well, you know, we do have some clear examples of worshiping God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, you probably have noticed, begins, "Blessed be God, the Father," and goes through and finishes off by saying that there's praise to be offered to him. And then it speaks about God the Son. We're redeemed by him and so on. And then it finishes the same way to the glory, to the praise of him. And then we have the Holy Spirit. And the same refrain to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, referring to praise to each of them. Now, the Scripture clearly says that the Father wishes us to honor the Son in the same way that we honor the Father. And so the Scripture does not say worship the Father. It says worship God. And that includes Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, the pattern that is given to us specifically in supplication and intercession. In other words, when we're going with requests to God, we go by the Spirit, through the Son, in the name of the Son, to the Father. Because the Father is seen as the source of all. He is the Father of lights, from whom comes every good gift and every perfect act of giving. Even the Lord Jesus himself, when he was going back to heaven to send the Holy Spirit, he said, "I will pray the Father, and he will send the Spirit." And so our requests are made known to God, the Father, by the value of the person of Christ. We come accepted in the Beloved. We bear the name of Christ on our lips. I don't say, "Hello, this is Jabe Nicholson." I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, because that's the name that God loves to honor. And I come motivated, energized by the Spirit of God. And so that is the pattern. The Spirit of God helps me. The Son gives me access, gives me entrance, gives me a hearing in the presence of God the Father. It's the Father who grants my requests. So all prayer, intercession, supplication should be made to the Father. And the Lord Jesus said, "Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask my Father and he will do it for you." But when it comes to worship, I believe that we should worship God. We should worship God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The question then is, to whom is it directed? Do we directly worship the Spirit? And I think you might be hard-pressed, except in hymnology, to find any particular expressions to the Spirit. But we worship God for the Spirit and for his ministries, as we worship God for the Son and for his person and work as well. I hope that's not clear as mud. I hope that explains the question.